The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Can we do just a little bit of personal responsibility? Just a little bit. I didn't say a lot, just a touch. Just one little bit of personal responsibility. Remember when you were talking about bad customer service the other day?
Oh, yeah.
I think that still goes back to no responsibility.
Okay.
On the part of the employee, employer, everybody. Yeah. There's just nobody cares. There's nobody. Oh, no. There's no consequences to actions anymore. There's no. I'm a victim. Yes. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
I think we are doing it wrong. Not we as a society. I've been thinking that. I think maybe me and you are. Some other people in the audience. You can't beat them, join them. I'm a victim. Clearly, I'm a victim here. I'm the idiot out there. I'm the a-hole that's out there beating myself up to actually say, well, I screwed that up, or I'll do this, or I'll take... No! That's old thinking. That's old. We got to get with the program. Just to find a way you're a victim. It's going to be a little more difficult for me being white and Christian and male, but I'm sure I could squirrel out some bit of victimhood somewhere.
I think you can.
What do you mean by that? Yeah. How dare you? Is that good?
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained? Just a little person. Let me give you an example of the ones. Tell me if I'm wrong here. If even this story should have a little bit of personal responsibility. I mean, I get the... In today's world, a lot of the stories, people get to hide behind being a victim and say nothing is their fault. The hashtag MeToo campaign. Yeah, for the women that were walking down the street minding their own business and somebody jumped them and raped them, yeah, that's not on you at all. But people who are like, I got really drunked up and I thought he put something in my drink and I was at the party and then he raped me after I told him I did want to have sex with him. Not right. And he still shouldn't have done that. And you are a victim, but maybe just a little. But I get that where there's a, okay, he still shouldn't have done it. But I ask you with this story, shouldn't there have been some personal responsibility? A 24-year-old man in New Zealand has pleaded guilty to district court to sexual, this must be a New Zealand way of phrasing the crime. He pleaded guilty to sexual connection, I guess like a sexual activity, induced by threat.
Okay.
So you threaten somebody
so
to have sex with
them. Somebody to have sex with them, yeah.
And then something called male assaults female.
Okay.
That must just be an assault, but yeah. I don't know. Is that a worse crime if male assaults? I'm guessing it probably is. But anyways, he pleaded guilty in connection to this connection of inducing someone to have sex with him. It all stems from an incident where he went to a woman's home that he knows. When he arrived at the home, again, this is somebody he knows. He had his face was all red. He's sweating. He was bent over. He's holding his ribs. He's sick, right? He goes to her house and he's like, I'm dizzy. And he said, listen, what's going on? What's the matter? I just got beat up.
Oh, that's serious.
Right. He said he got beat up.
Yeah.
And he went in and told the details of how he got jumped and they beat him up and they forced him to drink some vile concoction that had a toxin in it.
Ooh, that's scary.
They made him drink it. They were beating him up. Mm. And they told him what it was. And he also told them that he would die from drinking it.
Ooh.
Unless he could sweat it out within 48 hours.
Okay.
And he needed her help.
Oh, now
sweating it out.
Now I get it.
You don't want him to die, do you?
No, I do not.
He's just already been beat up.
Yes.
Hasn't he suffered enough?
And he has a death sentence right now.
And she was like, okay, let me help. She suggested that he go for a run and sweat it all out.
Oof.
And he said, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I will be in the same boat.
That one does not work. Same thing.
So far, I agree with him.
I appreciate you helping me, sweetheart, but... According to the guys who beat him up and made him drink this toxin, this elixir, he has to sweat it out in a certain way.
Okay, so there's rules. Usually that happens.
You know, toxins, you know, they can distinguish between sweat. No, that's running sweat.
That's
pumping iron sweat.
So you got scare sweat.
Sex sweat.
Scare sweat.
Right.
Happy sweat.
Has to be sex sweat.
Yes.
Gotta be the sex sweat. He told her there was no antidote. And the person who beat him up was already out of town. They were flying overseas.
Oh.
The damage has been done. I must have sex to sweat it out. I'm dying here. Help me out.
The wizard went back to home.
She, at that moment, got some emails from the person who left and flew overseas.
Oh.
And the emails from this unknown email address she had never seen before verified the sex sweat story. And they instructed her that she had to perform certain acts or the sex sweat wouldn't take. It's not just a matter of sex during sweat or sweat during sex. She had to perform sex acts on him 4 times.
Okay.
Like of the oral type nature. And then she had to have sex with him, intercourse, 3 times.
Okay.
4 times with the Scooby, 3 times with the intercourse. And he had to be done within 48 hours or there was going to be trouble. He was going to die. If he wanted to get those toxins out of his system, that's what you have to do. Now, Chris, at this point, if you're the woman, come on, man. There's got to be a little personal responsibility here.
Yes. Yes. But so far... I'm curious about this election.
It all sounds very legit to
so
you?
So far, sounds legit.
Okay.
So I'm still there.
Had to be done within 48 hours. Okay. After 48 hours of her 4 and 3 in the guy, it's going to be done.
Is that a move?
I think it is the 4-3, yeah.
4-3, okay. Yeah. I got to write that one down, too.
After 48 hours.
Okay.
So, you know, likely, hooray, you're going to be saved.
You're good. Oh, no.
He's not out of the woods yet.
Oh, no.
Or she isn't. I don't know if it was a relapse or what happened here, but the emails continued. Okay. The emails continued, and they turned into threats, not just against him, but now against her.
Oh. Okay.
Now, he may have been out of the woods, but she was not.
Okay.
Because if she didn't continue to have sex with him, performing certain acts as directed by the mysterious email...
Mm-hmm.
Someone she loved may be hurt. A family member could meet with some tragedy. I don't know if they too would have to drink this toxin, this concoction. I don't know. But the email said someone she loved would be hurt if she did not 3 to 7 times per day have sex with him.
Okay.
3 to 7 right in there. You know,
somewhere in the middle.
Right
no
there.
No less than 3, no more than 7.
Right.
Okay.
3 to 7 times per day. And at night, she had to have sex with him until he fell asleep.
Okay.
And he had to be able to record it on his phone.
Oh.
Not as proof. They weren't looking for proof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
Okay.
That's part of sweating out the toxins is filming it on your phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
If she didn't comply, it wasn't just about saving her family. There was also some other threats. Semi-naked photos of her would be posted on the interwebs.
Mm.
And if she did comply, carrot and stick, she was promised a car and money.
Ooh.
So carrot and stick. The stick so far, the whole time it had been about getting the stick, right? You don't have sex, he's going to die. You don't have sex, family's going to be hurt. You don't have sex, we're going to give you the stick again. Your photo's half naked, going to be on the interwebs.
Okay.
But we got to give her a little of the carrot, too. Right?
Yeah, you gotta keep her, yeah.
But if you do, it's going to be a little something for you, too, for all your trouble. There will be a brand new car and money. So far, this is like some freaky game show you see in Japan.
Yes.
At that point, she said, while having sex with him, still having sex with him, she began to suspect that possibly.
She's being scammed?
Maybe, yes, that she was being scammed.
Okay.
And... he, the man she was having sex with, directed to have sex with, maybe the scammers.
He's in.
And actually be the one sending the emails.
Ha ha.
She's like, you know.
Sherlock Holmes over here.
You know. She said, here's what tipped her off. She said, first of all, there were some spelling mistakes. And this guy doesn't spell well. Okay.
So far, I'm not a great speller either. So.
And then she said the emails kept referring to him by his nickname, the nickname that only he ever calls himself. What's the matter? Is there a couple things going through your head there?
Come on, man.
So first of all, you screw up and use that. Something that only you use?
People and call me Don. Nobody calls you Don. No, no, no. People call me
Don.
And
then you've given yourself a nickname. Now, I don't imagine, you know, your name is Robert and you're the only one who calls yourself Bob because yeah. everybody else would call you Bob. You know, it's like, listen, study McStudface. That's who you got to have sex with, right? And everyone else is like, that guy's not a stud. I'm not saying that. The guy's a jerk, right? Right? It's got to be. So I want to know what the nickname is.
I want to know the nickname, too.
Yeah. You got to have sex with Captain Large Penis, right? That's it. It's like, what's he calling him? It's going to be something like that, right? Anyways, she said, but there was something else that she said. As she was putting this together, he doesn't spell well. He keeps calling himself by that nickname. And I start thinking, who would benefit from this crime? Who would benefit from this?
Well, hopefully not him. You know.
Well, and then she started thinking, maybe he's the only one who would benefit from this.
No.
Follow the money.
What?
Or in this case, the sex.
Follow
so
the
then
sweat.
She said, having pondered that a while, she went to him and she confronted him. She That's confronted him. Listen, Captain Large Penis. Listen. I think you're sending those email. I don't think this email account even is real. I think it's just you. He denied it. She was like, oh, okay.
What? She's so close.
She was that close.
She's so close.
It's right there. But it started, you know, playing on her again. And so finally she went to a friend. She went to a friend and is like, listen, here's what's been going on. And the friend is like, you need to go to the police because it's this dude. She's like, I don't know. It's Captain Large Penis. Seriously.
He said
it's who
wasn't
it is.
Him. So it's, who else could
no,
it be?
No, it's him. Listen.
Are you sure?
Sometimes people will lie. That's
no,
a thing
no, no,
they
no.
do.
This is very serious. He had, you know, first he had a elixir that he drank. I had to sweat it out of him.
Right, got to sweat
then,
it out.
You know, I receive, you know, an email threat in my family.
You got to have
and
that. The sex, the four
you know,
and three method, and, you got to get that.
And there's some
carrot,
you know,
and, stick, carrot
me,
and stick.
They promised me a car and money. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have a car and money. There's no, he has
yeah,
none
that's
of that.
Because it's a lie. He just wanted to have a lot of sex with you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. So he is now pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in the next month or so after a trial. Yeah, they put it all together, or the investigation, rather, was going to go to trial, and he pleaded guilty. So,
sorry, yeah. she's at fault after the 4 and 3.
Okay, see, this is what I'm saying. This I get if you say, yes, Doc, I went to a party alone at a fraternity. I had been hanging all over the guys, kissing on them, rubbing on them, whatever. And I got blitzed, drunked up. You know, I was incredibly irresponsible, but he still shouldn't have had sex with me when I passed out. You're right. And I've always said, just a little bit. You're not at fault.
No.
But you could have avoided it, right?
Yes.
So it's a little grayer. In this case, with the 4 and 3 method and whatever, isn't there a little more personal responsibility?
Yes.
I mean, would you have had any sex with him?
Not after the 4 and 3. I'll be curious. I'll have curious sex to see if actually it does work. But anything after that, I'm like, come on, man. And the whole email thing, come on, man.
He shows up at the house panting and telling me this story. I'm going like, listen, I'll drop you off at the hospital if you want. And why did it have to be her? Couldn't it be somebody else?
Well, you know, he knew her.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, if it has to be a specific way, but it has to be also with a specific person, a little sketchy there, just a little bit. I mean, a little personal responsibility there.
100%.
Wow. How is she the victim? How do you, again, yes, he preyed upon you.
Yes.
He slickered you in there, so I guess you are a victim, but you've got to take some responsibility in this one. I mean, the ongoing sex. You buy into the whole 48 hours. I need 4 and 3 in 48 hours. Let's go. And yet, that didn't work.
I just,
wouldn't you ask for some proof, anything?
Speaking of proof, is she hot?
I didn't see that in the story. I'm guessing she's at least okay. You know, because you wanted to have sex with this bad to concoct this type of story. So, you know. I think there's another angle to the story we've missed, though.
Okay.
That if you cannot trust Captain Large Penis, to be honest with you, who can you trust?
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.